This is Stargate Addicts, Episode 2, for May 30th, 2006.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kayla.
And we're the Stargate Addicts.
And this is our a little delayed Episode 2.
Sorry that little. We're taking so long. We're going to try and get...
We're trying to improve. And,
we're trying to get one out every week, but we've been busy. And
yeah, I've been very busy with that thing called school. that thing.
Both of us have. And
yeah.
In June, I'm going to be... It's going to be harder to get out episodes because I'm going to be gone for most of it.
Yeah, so either I'm going to have to get you, like, a replacement, or I'm just going to have to do it myself.
My grandma has dial-up.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I need to get somebody else to do it. Well, I'm going to summer camp.
So this summer, you're going to have patches where you have
episodes.
Us and patches where you don't.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we got kind of busy schedules.
Yeah.
So. Okay, in our announcements, we have a new thing to add to the show, and...
I want to say it.
But it's my idea.
Okay, fine.
Well, we were trying to think of more ways to make the show longer.
And better.
And we thought of this. Okay, so, if you all remember, in Wormhole Extreme, it's in episode in season 5? 4 or 5?
It's in 5.
5. Season 5. I get those two mixed up all the time.
Yeah, I know.
In season 5, and when the person on Wormhole Extreme who is portraying Major Samantha Carter, she goes up to Martin and the director. She has a problem with Sane. And the problem is, she's out of phase. But if you're out of phase, why don't you fall through the floor?
Exactly. So
we want you to tell us why you think she doesn't fall through the floor.
Yes.
I know we'll get a lot of scientific answers to this, and we're going to be going, ugh,
yeah.
What? Technobabble?
But we're going to try to discuss them on the next show, or we may do it every 2 weeks. So that... We'll give you 2 weeks to send in your thoughts and such, and then we'll discuss what you've said and what we think on the show.
Yeah, and we'll try and come up with our own idea about
why
she didn't fall through the floor when she's out of phase.
Yes.
Also,
I get to do this one. So, we now know that in the lovely month of July,
holy month of July,
on the 14th, we have new Stargate.
Stargate SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis will be coming out on July 14th.
Yay.
And for most
everybody, that is a very good thing. Very good news.
Yeah.
And so we thought we'd
And we are very
announce
mad
it.
With England because we're pretty sure that they get it before us.
Yeah, she's
so
mad with England.
If you're listening to us and you live in England, sorry we got the date wrong, but we're talking about the U.S. here, so.
Yeah, this is when it comes out in the U.S., and if you live anywhere else where it comes out,
you get Stargate before us.
Rachel, there's some places that haven't even seen season 2 yet in the world. Just be glad you don't live there.
God, Kayla, why do you do that to me?
I know, I'm evil, aren't I?
Yes. Okay, why don't we start our main discussion
Okay,
now?
So we're going to start out with this little intro thing. Then we're discussing Michael this week. Then we need to warn about us being a little loopy today.
Yes, today we are both in very loopy.
Crazy.
That's not a clinical term, but loopy.
It's our favorite word.
We're kind of loopy today, so if we may make comments
that make no sense to you, but yet crack us up.
We'll crack up laughing. Maybe you'll laugh too. Some will probably edit out,
Since this morning we have started discussing fan fiction, and as we are both very stubborn people, would argue about it and that kind of thing, or debate. There's a good word, debate. So we're going to kind of put that into the show because we think it's interesting. Maybe you think it's interesting, and you can, of course, send in whatever you think about
it. Slip it in somewhere where you least expect it. Yes. We want your opinions on things we talk about. We'd love to get your emails, and once we do start getting more emails, we will start reading some of them on our show, but right now we just don't have enough.
And then, at the end, of course, we wrap up.
But our first email was very, very nice. I liked our first email.
Yeah, she sends me...
I was so excited.
An email.
Kayla, read the email inbox!
Later,
because I was so excited we got our first email.
In the subject line. All right, so are we ready for this main discussion, Rachel?
Yes.
All right, let me pull up the page
so
that
I
know what I'm talking about. So, Michael Kenmore, or Michael, or whatever his Wraith name is.
That always helps.
Yes, he was a Wraith commander who was captured by...
whatever his Wraith name is.
First of all, I want to say a few things about the episode entitled Michael. It was very dark. I mean... Even compared to...
Very dark. And even when you see the overshadowed... Atlantis, it's foggy.
Like dark episodes. This one was just very mysterious.
Hide and seek was kind of...
Yeah, but they broke
one.
It up with the comic relief. This one didn't have so much comic relief. It was a very... It was visually dark. It was intellectually dark.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And I liked it. It was very mysterious. It was one of those episodes that I couldn't tell from the beginning exactly how it was going to end.
Yeah, in some episodes you can tell what's going to happen. You know how it's going to turn out. Even when you haven't seen
or you haven't even read spoilers.
You can't
but
do
you
that
know,
in Michael.
Okay, this is what's happening. This is going to how it's going most likely end. So, Michael Kenmore, as they named him, John suggested his first name be Mike. And then Kenmore came from one of Carson's Calendar. Which is a place in
it
Scotland,
I think.
It is a
place in Scotland.
Yeah, it is.
And no, we're not talking about
the washing machines,
and dishwashers. So, wrong Kenmore.
They were testing their new retrovirus that on a...
Which I think basically knows by now. About...
I'm overviewing.
We need to discuss him more.
It's a short.
We don't need to review that much. We don't need to review
a lot, short
though.
Review.
I think they get the picture now.
Okay, fine. What did I think of him? What did we... Well...
You just almost like him.
Yeah.
You almost like him.
He's one of the Wraith that... He's not just this evil guy. You've seen him as a human, and you know what he looks like as that, and then you just have this stronger connection to him.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
And, of course, it's Trip.
Yes.
If you
Star Trek, any of you Enterprise. Out there watched Enterprise, you will know who you should recognize him.
Michael was played by Connor Trinneer, who played Commander Charles Tucker on Enterprise, which I am a fan
or Trip,
of, and particularly
awesome.
Him. Yes, Captain. He likes it, Captain. It's so Captain. It's like the whole Texas whatever. Yeah.
Texas accent.
Enough about him.
It was really funny in Michael. The one of the funniest
the
parts
thing
there
about
Matty. So this, yeah. When Kayla, and when Kayla shows him his reel, and she picks up the cowboy hat, or he picks up the cowboy hat. It's like, what is this? It's like a cowboy hat. It's like,
it's very funny.
Hearing Taylor say cowboy hat, and it just doesn't
it just
register.
It sounds weird.
It's very strange. Because you don't...
It would be like Taylor saying Ferris wheel, or Taylor saying football. Or no, actually, she has said football, hasn't she? Yeah, that wasn't as weird as cowboy hat.
Yeah. No, cowboy hats...
Or beer.
...seem very strange.
Okay.
There really isn't much to talk
he's
about.
He's not... We don't know that much about him. I'm trying to think of a good thing to say about him. I mean, he was proof that the retrovirus does work, and
yes.
Also it's kind of an ethical thing that yes, the Wraith are doing all these bad things, but we do some bad things of our own, and we're not perfect.
We're not. If you
and,
go up
just because we
allies,
think they're bad,
remember
and they
when,
are
yes. No. But remember an ally when they're talking about we're still letting the Wraith kill humans because they were giving them the retrovirus. Well, they may be biologically
are still Wraith,
human, but they are still in the Wraith mindset. They are still used to be Wraith.
Yeah.
They're still Wraith in their minds. Just because they look human doesn't mean that they're, say, like you and me, human-wise. And, I mean, yes, they're killing each other, but... I know it's kind of heartless to say so, but better
the
each other than us.
Of course, nothing is actually what it seems, and they didn't even want they were just trying to get to Earth like they are always. Because just because they can turn their enemies into humans and eat them, or suck their life force, doesn't mean that there's a whole, like, billions of people on Earth that they could go have a feast. I mean, it's really strange to see, like, when he starts looking half-human and half-wraith.
It is.
It's kind of... It's like the wraith and the humans had a child or something, which is...
Please don't say
freaky.
That.
That's not, like, impossible,
exactly.
I would
don't
think.
Don't say it.
It's
who
actually...
I mean,
that's what the wraith are. They're kind of a cross between Aratus bugs and humans.
Yeah. What else can we... What
he's
else
a young,
can we discuss
he,
about Michael?
Okay.
There isn't that
so
much
basically,
to discuss about him.
He's... Michael is saying that, yeah, the Wraith are bad and all that, but they lied, the Atlanteans lied to them. And Atlanteans, by that I mean the Earth people. I just refer to them as Atlanteans.
That's
well,
what
yeah,
they are now.
As opposed to ancient Atlanteans, they're Earth Atlanteans. And they're turning him into something he isn't against his will. And
yeah, I mean, but... How would you get a Wraith to do it who really, really wants to do it?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there was the one in Allies, but he was kind of
being
commanded.
Yeah, commanded,
to do it.
And then he got killed. And, yeah.
Yeah, and then she ate him. But, I mean, think about it. Try and find a Wraith that will willingly let you experiment on him. I mean, yes, there was Elia, but still.
It's too bad what happened to Elia, because if...
I know, she could have been really cool.
If she hadn't stolen it, and if it had been fully, if they had had a fully developed retrovirus, she would have been a normal teenage girl, and that would have been nice. That would have been a happy ending. But of course, nothing works that way, especially in the Pegasus Galaxy. It's
Stargate,
so therefore, it can't always be happy, pretty, but bunny.
Yeah.
Kind of bunny.
Bunnies. Okay. Let's see. What else is there?
So, he's a smart guy, so therefore he figures it out. That the injections are not insulin, and that he was originally a Wraith, and this is why he's having nightmares of him being a Wraith. And, I mean, but you can kind of identify with, I mean, we have ethical problems with, we wouldn't want to be turned into something we're not.
No.
So, you can identify with... We're trying to assimilate him into something he's not.
We are the Borg. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
It's futile.
Futile.
I know, futile.
You said futile.
I know. Sorry.
Okay.
Is there anything else we have to say about Michael?
Not really.
Besides the fact that he was the good-looking guy that from Star Trek.
Yeah.
And he was on Numbers. Which I thought was really cool, and I love that show anyway. Which also has good-looking guys on it.
So, this morning, I was scanning fan fictions.
Oh, yes.
And I read
okay,
this...
Okay, we're beginning our fan fiction section.
Yeah. And I read it, and it wasn't written very well. I'm not going to say who wrote it or any of that.
And also, I'll apologize for anybody who does write like this, because Rachel's very nitpicky. And I don't
I'm like her. I'm very picky about the way people write.
Yeah.
I myself am not a good writer, but this was...
And I'm here to kind of defend the underdog or something.
So we're kind of having...
Even though I'm like her. I don't like to read things, but she's just a little bit more nitpicky than I am.
Yes. See, this person's fan fiction, it wasn't... written well. They had many mistakes, and grammar, sorry to say, was
terrible.
Bad. Atrocious. Terrible.
That's one thing I agree with, that I think if you're going to write something, you should at least send it to somebody who does have good grammar so that they can fix it. So that helps. More people are going to read it just because you have good grammar.
Yes. If you start off with bad grammar, less people are going to read it all the way through.
Yeah.
And the grammar was horrible. Okay, I'm not the best of writers, but even I know... The last time I wrote like that, I was 10 years old.
And run-on sentences. Mm-hmm. Run-on sentences. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a couple of those.
And I just... I think my opinion is, if you're going to write something and not post it, I don't care what you do. I don't care. I don't care if you grammar check or anything, but if you're going to post it online somewhere, you really should at least grammar check it and spell check it and make sure it's spelled right at least.
Yes. I'm just...
There weren't that many spelling mistakes, but it was a lot of grammar.
What I was trying to say this morning is that sometimes it's not really about... Because fan fiction is not professional writing. It's people out there who are not... Many of them are... They're not going to grow up to be writers. They aren't writers. But it's just sometimes people have a lot of imagination, but not any skill to write it down. But they... Like, I didn't used to be that good of a writer. And
you remember how bad I wrote. I mean, my first version of the girl was, oh my, I have deleted every memory of that.
Yeah.
Okay, it was horrible.
Yeah. And that's
there was practically no description.
I'm trying to say is, but there is a difference between you who wants to try to write better. And somebody who's just writing for fun. But I'm saying that they're doing it because they have all these stories in their head, and sometimes their stories don't make sense. And sometimes it's just their way of changing the show and to fit what they think, or their own personal fantasies. And yeah, the majority of us are not going to agree with that. But it's kind of like blogging.
See,
you're kind of putting out what you think. What's going through your head. It's not really trying to be a good story or trying to be a good writer. Some people are, and I admire that. I'm one of those people. I'm very perfectionistic about my writing.
You are. You are a very good writer. I really enjoy reading your fan fiction.
I got another review today, and I was happy. And they're all trying to get me to write my fifth chapter, which... I don't have time to do.
I know, the second chapter of The Girl, the rewritten
not
version.
The terrible version.
I'm trying to make really good, but I have just run out of ideas. I have no ideas for this chapter. I know what the beginning of the story is and the end of the story. I have no idea what's going on in the middle. I mean, I have some idea, but I don't have a lot of an idea of what's going on. I don't have enough to sit down and write down rest of my second chapter. And it's bugging me that I can't think of anything, and that I'm just letting it sit there.
I mean, I let mine sit there for, 7 months?
Yeah.
I counted it, and I'm like, when I...
And I used to only read fan fiction, then I started writing it. And before I started writing this second version, I kept thinking, oh, come on, can't you write faster? Oh, you can write faster. Now I understand.
I mean, some people,
when I get
something that I know exactly what I'm doing, I can write it pretty fast. But
remember,
we haven't put up
yet. Sleep, which
yes, that got
out,
written
out
in like 1 hour, probably.
We talked about it the night before and
in
laid
the
it
car,
all out,
which was
and then in
shaking,
the morning we wrote it down.
Handwriting wasn't that good. Yeah.
Hey, mine was worse when we're not.
Yeah, I'm the one that writes things out so that we can understand them later.
It took me like 3 days to write down. It's not always a vacation. I'm still kicking at it and making sure I like everything.
And
I've
I still need to type up the first chapter for you.
It's only 3 chapters long. I'm waiting for Kayla to write. I'm waiting for Kayla to type up the second chapter because I left the first chapter because I left it at her house.
It's in my notebook. So therefore, you didn't leave it at my house. You just wrote it at my house. Wrote it in my house.
Yeah. So
actually, I have that notebook right here. But
yeah.
Yeah. Let's do the podcast
right now.
Okay, I mean, sometimes, yes, even if you're going to put it, it's kind of like writing a diary. Strangely, I was discussing this with my mom, and things like blogs or internet journals, anything, podcasts that are based, some that are like blogs. When you're writing a diary, yeah, it's all your private thoughts. You're in the mindset that, yeah, I don't want anybody to see it, but I do want somebody to someday read it, and I do want somebody to see this. I mean, sometimes it doesn't seem that way. But that's kind of what I used to feel about fan fiction was maybe I didn't write it that well, but just just putting it out there so people will see it even if they hate it or if it's terrible.
See, I'm totally different about that. If I'm going to put something up on a site that I wrote or I made,
I mean,
I
agree, but
I want to make it nice.
But
I
would try to make it as good as I could, but I just didn't write that well then, and I knew that I wasn't that good of a writer. Or maybe in my case I'm just a little humble about it, because I mean sometimes I think, oh, it's not I didn't write that great, but other people say, oh, it's great, I want more. And, like, drawing, like, Rachel says I'm good at it, but I've never thought I was that good at drawing.
Have you seen me draw?
Yes. Okay. I know I'm better than you, but...
Exactly. So in my mindset, you're great.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're just copying something off of it,
yeah, that's what I'm good at, is looking at a picture and drawing it, redrawing it on another piece of paper.
Yes, but I'm looking at your calendar right now, and I'm looking, I can't draw like this. I can't.
Yeah.
And you'd be hard-pressed to get Heather to, well, Heather actually draws pretty good.
Heather does all her craft. She's good at this kind of thing.
Yeah, but I can't draw like that, and to me, you're really good.
Yeah, it's kind of...
So, I mean...
It's
okay, yes, I can draw Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes really well, but that's only because I copy him.
Yeah, and it's also the point of view. Some people are going to be like us, where we want to read something good, and some people are going to read what's there. And sometimes I have read things just because I like the idea of the story so much that but sometimes the style of the quality of the writing, just I can't read it. Like, some stories that will have lines, and each person says something, and then it'll have a dash and says who said it. Kind of like when we were, like, pre-writing yours, the girl.
Yeah.
We just put the name of who said it after the line until we would add it in.
Yeah, because I was lazy. See, looking back at the first version of the girl, I would not have read it. If somebody else wrote it, I wouldn't have read it. I wouldn't. I'd have gone, I've seen it, I would have skipped it. I wouldn't have read it at all. And... I'm quite ashamed of my first one, and thank God it's deleted off of the site now.
Good thing I know how to work everything, and I can delete all this stuff for you.
Because I have no idea how to work it, so Kayla has to do everything for me.
Yeah, I'm techno girl. Or no, tech girl.
Mm-hmm.
Not techno girl.
Tech girl, yeah. Tech girl learning HTML.
Yeah, I learned HTML. It's really cool. So, yeah, we're opinionated, and sometimes it's we can just... be very nitpicky. And
see... Okay,
and it may
I'm gonna
make
put in my
mad.
Own words for this. Okay, this is an example of what one of the paragraphs was like. I'm gonna put in my own words, but it's like she grabbed her books, and then she put on her dress, and then she put on her shoes, and it just
yeah, it's a run-on sentence, and it's too detailed.
And you use and then so many, and the person used and then so many times.
I mean, I've gone to writing classes where you would get yelled at for doing that. For one, it's a run-on sentence. For two, you're repeating words gazillions of times, and it's just not an interestingly structured sentence.
And in my writing, I will not use the same word.
I mean, I would have gotten like a completely failed grade for that.
Well, these the same.
But
well, I will use. I may use the same word in two sentences right next to each other. But I mean,
yeah,
you understand what I mean. I won't use like a word like a name. Well, maybe a name, but talking about a certain item, not much. I won't continuously say the name of the item. I'll change it a little bit.
Refer to it as something
like
else, even like say you're referring to somebody. Like you one paragraph you say John, one paragraph you say Colonel Shepard.
Exactly. Just say it.
So are we done talking about fan fiction now?
Yes, because I'm starting
you're getting
to get overheated.
Oh, okay. Your computer's getting overheated?
No, I'm getting angry.
Oh.
Thinking about another part in that fanfiction, which I'm not going
to say,
because it would give too
we
much
need
away.
To like step away from the fanfiction now.
You are too close to the fanfiction. Please step back.
Yeah.
Step away from the fanfiction.
Put your hands in the air. I think we did better this week. We're doing okay, and we're going to have everybody. We're going to have more stuff to put in our. Once we get further along, we're just starting out here. And
when you send us more emails. We don't have enough emails. Come on, people.
I wasn't gonna say it that way, but yeah.
Come on, we want emails. It'll make the fanfiction. It'll make the podcast longer.
Yeah. And once we get more info, and once we get more input, we can make our show better and longer and more interesting.
And for those of you who are just joining us, I know it's kind of repetitive to tell the people who are. Back again. Email address
that's not
is
repetitive.
Good point. But our email address is stargateaddicts@gmail.com.
Yes.
Addicts, addicts.
That always makes me crack up. I don't know.
Because, yes, it sounds like Stargate Addict.
No, actually, I was thinking Stargate ADD. Yeah, attention deficit disorder.
And our website is
www.freewebs.com/StargateAddict.
And it works without the slash at the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And for should I put my website up here? Because I'm going...
No.
Okay, fine. Did you even look at the link that I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yes, contact us there. Remember, we want to know why she doesn't fall through the floor. I want to get lots of email. We want to get lots of emails.
She wants input.
I want lots of input if you have any ideas. And if you have any ideas on how we could... Yes, please remember we are still working out kinks. This episode, to me, is a lot better. We're talking more. But yes, we are still working out kinks.
Yeah, and we're not breathing.
My allergies are working up, so Kayla's going to try and edit all that out.
Yeah.
And hopefully she succeeds.
Hopefully, yes.
And also, I think we fixed a lot of the breathing this time.
Yeah, we tried. And if there is any more breathing, I'm going to edit it out, so.
Yes. Now, if you have... I mean, I know we're still making mistakes. We're still working on fixing that. I feel we did a lot better on this episode than we did on the first one. And I'm actually very proud of us.
Yeah, we are improving.
And I'm so sorry that we took so long to get this one out. But
crazy.
We were busy, and we were trying to make it longer.
And we were trying to improve while still trying to not fail at our lives.
Yes, please, all of you people who would send us emails telling us everything that we're doing wrong. We know we're doing things wrong, and we're trying to fix them. But please, when you send us, be nice. Please be nice. I know I'm begging.
Be nice, but...
I mean, tell us what we're doing wrong.
Basically, I mean,
nice
don't be
it.
Like, don't tell us what you think we should do, but constructive criticism.
Yes,
that's the word. Constructive criticism, which is like, okay, you did pretty good, or you did okay, whatever you want to say.
You're doing
and then,
this wrong,
but this
and you're
is what you could
wrong,
do better, and this is what you did wrong.
And you could fix it by doing
do better next
this.
Time.
And I know you're still working out kinks. I mean, somebody sent us an email telling us this is what we're doing, this is what you're doing wrong, and this is what I think you should do. But yes, I know, as you said, you are just starting out. You're still working out the kinks.
Stop that. And we're, rather than, not specifically anybody, but just, that's what bothers me about things in general, is people saying, okay, you're a failure. Rather than saying, okay, here's what you did wrong, and you do better next time.
Yeah. Well, we may actually make it 40 minutes.
By talking about emails?
We also... tell us what you want us to talk about.
Yes. And also, sometime I would like to get more people on the show. It would be nice. And, of course, I don't have any other friends that have headsets and that know much about Stargate.
Neither do I.
So, I mean, first, we kind of have to get to know you, because I'm not going to stick somebody on the show, some random person on the show. It's that way. So if you have a headset and you know about Stargate and we like you, then send in about that too. And hopefully, I wonder if anybody in some of the forums I go to has headsets and could be on here, because they're all really nice and I like them.
Maybe.
So with this very long wrap up about absolutely really not much.
Hold on, if we can hang on for another...
Yes, if we can hang on and talk about nothing for another minute, we'll...
We need to talk about for 42 seconds.
Rachel, we're still...
It's going to be cut down anyway, so we need to try it.
We're going
to
edit it down, plus I'm going to put the music on the beginning, and I'm going to... That kind of thing, which is about 5 minutes worth of music. Or 4 minutes, probably.
Oh, and, I'd like to say if anyone knows any websites that have Sims 2 downloads that are like have Stargate skins and items for the Sims 2, please send them in.
Because she's like going on a find the items frenzy and put them in her game.
Yes, I want Stargate items in my game. I had on the Sims 1, I had Stargate.
Cool. I never got to see it.
And then my laptop died.
Which was
And then
very
my
sad.
Laptop died. So I don't have my Stargate anymore, but I play The Sims 2 more now, so. Yes, if any of you know any sites that have Sims 2 downloads for that are Stargate related, please send me the link. I would
basically
really,
she
really
just
like
wants
that.
You to email her.
No, I really do want.
Yeah, she
the
wants
items.
That.
I found this Sims 1 site that has the skins. Oh my gosh. Some are so scary.
Okay, moving on to the
to
end.
What? I guess that wraps up our second episode that we finally
so
got
this
out.
Is
so, yes, remember everything I told you to do. And do it.
Yes. Yes, Miss.
And tell all your Stargate friends about us. Remember, it's free. We're not making money off of this. It's just
so,
it's a free podcast.
So
tell all your
we
friends.
Are crazy. No. Therefore, we like you.
We don't want to make money off of this. Yeah. We're just doing it for fun, you know. So, if any of your friends don't think it's you have to pay for it, it's totally free.
Yeah, all podcasts are free.
So, tell all your Stargate friends about us.
And so the idea for this whole thing is to kind of bring other fans into it. Because, I mean, I go out into the Stargate fandom and I talk to people and that kind of thing. But I don't really know that much. And it's kind of like a joint discussion. A kind of, if anybody listens to MuggleCast or Pottercast, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're great too. And yes, yet again, we love Gate World.
Yeah,
we didn't use any of their summaries this time, but we do use them for references. Their Omnipedia is wonderful. They're great.
We love you.
Love
Gate
their
World.
Site. And yes, and thank you for being Gate World. Hey, think of it this way, Gate World.
I don't
think
they need free advertising. Seeing as we're advertising to people who already know what it is.
Yeah.
And half of them are going to find the link.
So I guess that'll wrap up.
In my signature on Gate World forums.
Yeah.
Actually, not really. There's probably people on Podomatic too. But yeah.
Well,
that's a wrap.
As I said before, wraps up our second episode.
And
thank you for listening.
I'm Kayla.
And we'll see you next episode. I don't know when that'll be. So.
And I'm Kayla.
I'm Rachel.
And we're leaving now. Really, we are. Bye.
Bye. Truly we are.
Bye.
Stop. Okay, Kayla, you're gonna need to do some editing here real quick.
What are you doing?
Sorry, allergies.
Oh, okay.
I think that says enough.
You know, I might just put that in the show just to
gross everybody out. Oh, Kayla, you are mean.
After that brief pause for Rachel's allergies.
I'm sorry, it's summer, my allergies are acting up.
We start like going from, we look from the sky to the ground and we go, sky, earth, sky, earth, sky, earth, universe.
You're nuts.
Yeah, we are. Okay, moving on to the
to
end.
What? Da 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 da. Don't put that in. Keep that out.
If anybody listens to MuggleCast or Podcast, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I love
them. Oh yeah, and they're great too.
And I write their names on my hand. Oh god.
Cut that out.